This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
National Rifle Association spokeswoman Dana Loesch said last week that the media exploits mass shootings to capitalize on ratings. She is quoted as saying, many in legacy media love mass shootings. She was on stage at the Conservative Political Action Conference. She received a standing ovation. I guess that's not a surprise. She's further quoted as saying, I'm not saying you love the tragedy, but you love the ratings. Crying white mothers are ratings gold. And her comments echoed a video that NRA TV released last week, which slammed the mainstream media for being the casting call for the next mass shooting. I don't know any reporter who likes covering a mass shooting or any other type of tragedy. It's part of our job to cover these things. I don't know anyone who is rooting for something like this to happen. Maybe there are some journalists out there I'm not aware of, but anyone who's ever been at a scene like that, there's no way you're rooting for something like that to happen.
To make an overly generalized statement like that is completely false, and we can dismiss this right now. I, for one, as a journalist, don't love mass shootings. Rich, do you love what mass shootings?
I do not.
There's two. Jasmine?
No.
No, so there's three of us. So right there, that's not every journalist in legacy journalism, but there's three right there off the top of the bat. So you have an issue there.
I would rather, as a journalist, be covering issues that matter to the community. It's unfortunate this sort of thing is beginning to matter in communities across the United States. I just feel like there are other challenges that communities and states and the nation face that we should be focusing on. But unfortunately, when young people can't even go to school without being safe, we have to focus on this type of story too.
Well, and you know, Ms. Loesch, this is what journalists love, and what we love is to inform and to let the readers make up your minds. And you wonder why she took such a passionate stance. Usually we see the CEO and executive vice president of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, doing this and talking down to journalists. But here's what we do. We present the facts. You know, the NRA was, established to initially in the 18th, 19th century to promote and encourage rifle shooting and scientific basis, but also it's noted as the America's longest standing civil rights organization. And since 1872, it's been a lobby, a regular large lobby in Congress. And what are they lobbying for? Well, they want to protect and defend, as it says here on their website, the Constitution of the United States, especially with reference to inalienable rights to acquire, possess, collect, exhibit, transfer, carry, transfer ownership, and enjoy the use of firearms. What this impassioned accusation was from Ms. Loesch was about business, was about their image following the Lakeland, Florida shooting. And with with a large lobbying component, the NRA is one of the largest lobbying entities in the country. I just looked up last year, they lobbied and committed more than $5 million to lawmakers last year just to keep up their image. And that's been stably going up in recent years. So this is an image issue. This is something that they're protecting their brand. And we're loving what we love as journalists to claim and present these facts. And what I think Ms. Loesch and maybe LaPierre and the rest of the NRA is not really liking what the facts and how they reflect on them and the negative aspect that they're getting the feedback and the lashback from the people in Florida and others across the country at this moment.
So let's look at her statement for a second. Crying white mothers are ratings gold. So what she is implying is that when we're covering these stories, we're happy to put them up there. We are making this profit off of this. The reason news exists is to bring information to the public. Would she prefer that we not cover this at all? Because that's what she's implying is the right thing to do. Is that we just don't cover these things when they happen. But I'm pretty sure our public would not be happy about that. They want to know when there's a massive loss of life such as this. And because that's what we cover shootings when these things happen. We don't cover every single shooting that happens, but this one was an outrageous one. This was teenagers gunned down in their school. And teachers gunned down in their school. This is something that does make the news, and it's going to, because people need to know about it and at some point come up with a way to prevent these things from happening, which the conversation has been pointed that way. It's not been all about the shooter himself. It's not been all about that person. It's been about also about the victims who were killed, talking about them. And then bringing up the whole discussion of how do we prevent these things from occurring, which is where many news organizations are going with this. Because I've heard Ms. Loesch talk, and on Friday she spoke to CNN. She doubled down exactly on what she had said to CPAC. And the CNN reporter, the anchor, was very upset that she just kept talking over her the whole time and didn't let the anchor come in and ask her questions. I mean, fine, you want to put your statement out there, but it's just not true.
Well, I just wonder if she's rooting for journalists to become the next victims, because this is another example of someone trying to portray journalists as being villains simply for doing the things Jasmine just talked about, covering the shooting that happened and then the aftermath. What do we do as a nation? What do we do as communities to try to prevent this sort of thing from happening again? That's a natural part of journalism. She's trying to villainize us, make us look like the bad guys for doing these things.
You need journalism now more than ever, especially moments that following yet another school shooting. And you need someone to separate the wheat from the chaff and present the facts. This implication, this allegation of a journalist taking a side is completely false. No journalist, as we said in our little straw poll here, loves to see mass shootings. This is not a gold mine. This is not great profits. This is just a job. This is something that has to be done, and it's done objectively. This is the thing that we love, is providing the facts and letting the viewers, the listeners, and the readers make up their minds. She had claimed that in making these statements that, this is a failure. She said, quote, "A failure of law enforcement is not a failure of the law. It is a failure of enforcement." But I would argue that the NRA, with its history, again presenting the facts as a large lobbyist of a very long-standing organization established in 1871, and having been a long-time lobbyist for well over 100 years, and having funneled millions of dollars into the coffers of several lawmakers, I would say you're also in the thick of things, and you are also a part of shaping law and shaping law enforcement. So you also have a hand in this, and you need to be answering for these things. Just because we challenge you on this is not that we're taking a side. We are searching for the facts, solely the facts, and nothing but.
Yeah, and if we don't challenge them, then who will?
Absolutely. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.